Welcome to God Invention Radio with your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to God Invention Radio. Jill Bowler is with us tonight from Chili Jilly, and I just want to give out her email address. Go ahead, Jill.
It's www.chilijilly.com.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to also provide the call-in number, which we'll see if it's either this segment or the following segment that we'll start to take calls. But just keep it handy. It's 877-474-3302, and it's also found on the website, gotinvention.com. And you can also email me at brian@gotinvention.com. I'm online, and you can email, and I can read your question to Jill. And we have a listener out there, Derek Carter. Welcome, Derek, to the show. Thank you for listening, and hopefully you get a lot out of what Jill has to offer us. And we appreciate having Jill. We appreciate having you on our show tonight. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right. So just one quick and exciting news clip. Actually, Got Invention Radio is now in a partnership with Inventor's Digest Magazine. Thank you, Mike Drummond, Louis Foreman. Appreciate the support of the show, and we're going to just keep making it stronger and stronger as we're going along. We have some excellent guests and coming up, and we're happy to have Jill tonight. So let's get back to Jill.
Thanks. Congratulations. That's great.
Thank you. There's so many things happening with the show that's really inspiring and exciting, and it's really making the show so worthwhile to do. And just the feedback that we're getting from inventors out there that are really learning about the invention process, the resources that are available to them. This is what the show is all about, and that's why we created Got Invention Radio. So you're adding to it, and we appreciate that.
Thanks. Happy to be a part of it, Brian.
Thank you, Jill. So where were we? You were at the stores, and you were getting about 25%. Yep.
Right. Crying in my car.
Well, let's talk about the other side of it. You were getting one order a week. That was good. That's a good start.
One order a week, and, you know, I went online, and I found a factory online. You know, just by, I wanted something local. The product is still made in the USA, and I went to some local factories in Maryland, and finally found one that I thought looked good, and I liked the guy who was running it, who's still, by the way, the person who makes it for me. And we started to manufacture them, like 100 at a time. And, you know, it was going okay. You know, I put some of my capital into it, and I was also working as a speech pathologist, and we were filling small orders. So kind of like a small business, and I didn't know if it was going to go anywhere or not.
I was going to ask you, did you feel nervous? Were you excited? I mean, how great was it when you were going into the stores when they were delivered that you saw your products on the shelf?
I mean, it was great. I mean, it was great, and I made a lot of friends with the store owners, and I had moved to a new area, which was Maryland, and I was meeting people through the business, and it was great. But, you know, it was great, and it was not great, because also there's a lot of nervous energy that goes into it, and also you're investing some of your money into it, and you want it to succeed. So there's as much highs as there were lows, but the highs were good enough to get me through the lows, I guess, or I wouldn't have been doing it. So, you know, when one store ordered, it was unbelievable. It was like the greatest feeling, and it was just one little store. But I believed in the product, and I thought that it did solve a problem for women, and I just felt like if I could just get it out there, it would succeed. But that is the hard part.
When you were going around to the stores, I remember that, you know, when you're talking about being cold and you want to keep yourself warm, you know, you think about this being a seasonal item. And is that the case? I mean, it could have been in the heart of the summer, and you were in a restaurant and it was very cold. So what is it about the seasons that does that make a difference when you're out there? You know, was that something that you considered?
Yeah, I mean, this is the wraps, which was our initial product, is definitely more of a summer item. And although it could be worn as a scarf around your neck, it really was a summer item because it was something for air conditioning. It was something for women to carry with them when they're cold. Something that when you're wearing a summer dress or a short sleeve dress, and it's summer and you're in even when you're in a supermarket shopping in the frozen food section, you know, in the summer. It's something you could throw over your shoulder so you're not freezing. So we knew that we had to get it in there in those months. That May, June, July, August, as far as the Northeast went, was our major time. And then it was a great Christmas present, but then it would die a little bit in January, February, and March, and then pick up again.
So you were wearing it. It worked, right?
I'm sorry, what?
You were wearing it. You were wearing it around, and it works. You felt great about the product itself, and now you were at that point where it was the marketing side of it and getting the product into the stores, and you were knocking on doors, and did you...
Exactly.
What was the point where you said, okay, I'm going to take all the orders now, I'm going to stop, and now it's time to hit production? What did you do, and, you know, did they need it delivered by certain times? And, you know, all these inventors have questions about when things need to, you know, the production time. We're going to get into the production and the manufacturing, per se, the next segment, but what was it that, what did you have to do?
First of all, you have to change your thinking from being a customer to being, you know, a manufacturer, because you can't just come up with something in May for May like you would as a buyer. You need something in May and you buy it. You have to be on the season before, which actually took me a couple of years to get used to, because stores order things way ahead for the next season. So I had to get on kind of like the schedule of the stores. But, you know, I was kind of like more of an immediate, it's made in the USA, I don't need a lot of free time to get it made because it's here. I don't have to order it from another country. So I did have the luxury of saying, okay, I have my product. If you order them, I could get them to you probably within 2 weeks, which was very nice for me. And I liked that it was right here, and I could go to my factory and look at the quality, and I just work with a great guy. So I was able to, I got lucky in that. I searched around, but I also found a great guy.
How did you find your manufacturer?
Just on the internet. You know, I interviewed different people. It was a lot of weird experiences. That would probably take 5 shows.
You did locally? They were local?
They were local, so okay. I could drive to them.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, you know, I use the internet, researched them, went to different factories, had a lot of strange experiences, and just tried it with this one person. And, you know, we really have worked well together, and I trust him. And so I think he does good quality work. And, you know, it's not usual to keep, everyone was saying go abroad, go to China, get it done. But still, we keep it here.
Did you consider using outside, overseas?
I did, you know, and I got some samples from different people, but I just still thought that the advantages of keeping it here still, I don't make probably as much profit as I could if I went overseas, but I definitely feel I have, the quality is better, and I can also, you know, as customers bought it and I listened to them, the product was modified and changed, you know, along the way, whether, you know, I'm a smaller person, so it was made for my size, and some people would say, I love it, but I wish it was bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would find a better fabric. So, you know, if I had gone overseas, I'd have like 10,000 of something and want to change it. So this way, I was able to make the changes on just 100 of them and try different colors and fit in. It remains that way.
Wow.
You know, I can kind of do there. It's nice.
That's great.
So
you got lucky, and it's not luck. I mean, like we always say, that's what people,
right.
when we were talking earlier, and we were talking about people that, you know, talk to you about when you started to bring it into the stores, and they're saying, hey, Jill, you're so lucky. How do you feel about that? I know that gets to you, right?
It gets to you because it's very hard work, and it's lucky in the maybe you finally hit it. But you have to be out there pushing all the time, and for everything that happens, you have, you know, for every one success, there's still 100 failures. So you're out there pushing, and you do hit the right one sometimes, but it takes a lot. It's not really luck. It's a lot of hard work and being out there and contacting. And, you know, I got a great big break, and, you know, at different times, but I really worked for that break.
Well, tell us about it. Tell us about the big break. What really jump-started Chili Jilly?
I think that it was a very small company that I was doing part-time, and I was going to continue as a speech therapist and kind of do this in the background. And then I was at one of the stores that I was supplying the Chili Jillies to, and they had a customer in their store who said, you know, to me, you really should call Donnie Deutsch from The Big Idea because I love your product.
That's a show on that was a show on CNBC at the time, right?
That's right. And it was a couple of years ago, and I really honestly had never heard of him or his show at the time. And I was like, oh, really? You know, do you know him? Which, you know, I'm sure people could relate to. And New Idea, you want someone who knows someone. So I thought maybe she knew someone who could get me on some show. And she said, no, I don't know him, but he has a great show, and you really should be on his show, which is like the famous last words, you should be on his show, you know. But that day I went home, and I went on the Internet. I looked up Donnie Deutsch's Big Idea, and they have form there, and I emailed them that I had an idea, and I thought that I would like to be on their show. And the next morning, the producer of that show called me.
That's awesome.
And that changed my life, actually.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to...
it was amazing.
Congratulations. You know, we're going to be coming up to a break in a moment, and I definitely want you to share that experience on Donnie Deutsch, because he's one of my... One guy that I'd love to have on the show, and hopefully we'll have him on the show one day. He's just a great inspiration to inventors, and that's great that he gave you that break. So we're going to talk about that. That's great. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. And we have Jill Bowler from Chili Jilly on with us. We're going to come back to segment four in a moment. You're listening to Got Invention Radio with Brian Fried on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.
Buzz Aldrin, the second man to walk on the moon, flies again with WS Radio. Hi, this is Jack Warren, Senior VP for the WS Radio Networks, and on September 3rd, 2009, WS Radio made history by broadcasting from the only Zeppelin in the United States, high above the Southern California skies, and we launched a local station, WSRadioDC.com, the global voice of the nation's capital. We were privileged to have Buzz Aldrin join us for this historic broadcast using new wireless technology for Internet radio. We want to thank Mr. Aldrin for his service to our country and invite you to log on to BuzzAldrin.com to purchase his New York Times best-selling book, Magnificent Desolation. His autobiography, which covers his incredible Apollo 11 journey to dealing with depression and alcoholism, and his triumph over it. So go to BuzzAldrin.com. That's BuzzAldrin.com.
If you or someone you know is unemployed, WS Radio wants to help. Hi, I'm Cece Gonzalez, host of Headhunter Radio. Our show is dedicated to all things human resources, getting a job, keeping a job, career development, and best practices. And now WS Radio is also doing their part to assist you in your job search. Log on to www.jobhuntingtoolkit.com, where they've provided some great links and free tools. That's www.jobhuntingtoolkit.com.
Social media. You have heard all the buzz and hype about social media, but with limited hours in the day, you still have not implemented your own social media marketing plan. I'm Angie Swartz, host of Twitter Talk Radio, and whether it is Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn, we are here to help you with all things social media. Log on right now to freesocialmedianewsletter.com and get my first of many tips about listening tools. You should be listening to what the public is saying about you, your company, your brand on social media sites. Then, on a regular basis, we will email you short, helpful tips to bring you up to speed on how social media can add to your bottom line. After all, isn't it that the bottom line? So take a deep breath, take a minute out of your busy day, and log on to freesocialmedianewsletter.com. Yes, it's absolutely free. That is freesocialmedianewsletter.com. freesocialmedianewsletter.com.